Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Pop Off, the show where we take your favorite movies, music, and TV, and we rank them. I'm your host, Ethan Kaufman. Thanks for tuning in. Check out more Ithacan podcasts wherever you're listening to this, or go to theithacan.org. Now, you may have caught me here 2 weeks ago talking Succession. Great show. Amazing show. Deliberately mentioned, though, that it was my second favorite show of all time. Why? Because, my dears, Breaking Bad. Today, I'll be giving you my top five episodes of the hit AMC show, along with this episode's guest, Beth Taylor. Beth, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You thought this was a Better Call Saul ranking an hour ago?
I did. I had to speedrun and, fix my rankings.
How many times have you watched Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad, I think I've watched about four times.
Four times?
Better Call Saul, I've watched five.
Dang.
I'm really normal.
Dang. I've only watched both once. I feel like I'm like an amateur.
No, you're not an amateur. You're just not.
I did stay up for 5 hours last night watching clips from Breaking Bad because I couldn't decide what I wanted my number five to be. I just couldn't do it. There's too many good episodes.
I know. It's really hard to boil down such an awesome series into so few episodes. So I tried my best to pick episodes, I think.
Represent
the series the best, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And also speak to me, of course.
When did your love of Breaking Bad begin? When did we first watch this show?
Ah! Okay, here's the origin story.
All right.
Junior year of high school, I'm really bored. And I'm scrolling on Netflix. On the home screen, I see Breaking Bad. And I'm like, great, Breaking Bad.
I've heard about it.
All the time, all throughout high school and even eighth grade. People on Reddit always talk about it. People on Twitter always talk about it. And so I was like, fine, I'll bite the bullet. I'll watch it. And then it started. I've been severely obsessed with Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul ever since. I finished Breaking Bad and I felt hollow for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to start watching Better Call Saul. As it was airing.
That was also a good choice, I'd wager.
And Better Call Saul saved me.
Let's go.
Yeah. Jesse.
Jesse. I first watched Breaking Bad, and the only time that I've watched Breaking Bad, because I should rewatch that, you know? No, I watched it across 3 weeks in the summer before senior year of high school.
3 weeks?
Is that long or short?
Short.
Really?
Dude, the first time I watched Breaking Bad.
It's only three episodes a day.
First time I watched Breaking Bad, it took me 3 months to get through the show because
okay.
I would have to take breaks.
All right.
I'd get really worked up over an episode and I'd be like,
get some pep in your step.
Freak, man. I gotta go take a breather.
Yeah, this is my favorite show of all time, though. I think it has several of my favorite performances of all time in anything, really. Writing is amazing. Season 5 is easily my favorite season of TV ever. And what sucks about doing a top five, you are going to see that bias, I think. There are seasons that will not be mentioned at all by me.
Bold.
So yeah, hopefully you're not as obsessed with season 5 of Breaking Bad as I am, because this is going to be a really boring list otherwise.
We just go back and forth just listing the same season 5 episodes.
Yeah.
No, I trust that I will throw you for a real curveball.
All right. I'm going to get into my honorable mentions. I have three of them. First one is season 5, episode 5, Dead Freight. This is the train heist.
Oh!
This is the train heist.
Yes! Great choice.
So good. The whole last 20 minutes when they're doing the heist is amazing. Just a masterclass in tension. Bill Burr on the tracks with his little truck trying to stall.
It was great.
And even before that, you have Walt, Jesse, and Mike interrogating Lydia. And you have Walt bugging Hank's office. Great moments. And then, of course, the end when Todd kills Drew Sharp. Why would you do that?
Todd is... I want to beat him to death.
I would like to do that
horribly.
As well. Yes. So that's my first honorable mention. I have season 5, episode 11, Confessions. I love this one. This is when Hank is, first interrogating Jesse, trying to turn him against Walt. Doesn't quite work yet. You have that amazing exchange between Walt, Skyler, Hank, and Marie at the restaurant when Marie tells Walt to kill himself. Crazy
it's
moment.
So good. Kill yourself, Walt.
Just do it. And then immediately going from that to Walt's blackmail fake confession thing where he talks about Hank being the one to do all the
methamphetamine.
The writing there, mentioning the hospital bills. You have Walt and Jesse and Saul in the desert.
Classic.
When Jesse is just ask me for a favor.
It's so
and
sad.
Then Walt hugs him because they're father and son. They're just a father and son. And then, of course, the end with Jesse about to leave and then goes back because he realizes that his dope was lifted. Oh, no. And threatens Saul at gunpoint in the scene that I believe won him his third Emmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserved,
crazy stuff.
By the way. Deserved.
Yes. And then I also have yet another season 5 episode. The bias is really clear. I have season 5, episode 15, Granite State. This is the penultimate episode. This is when Walt is just kind of chilling out in New Hampshire after all the Ozymandias craziness. You have Walt and Saul at the vacuum repair shop, which I think is an amazing, like, last time seeing Saul here is retroactively made a lot better with Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Todd threatening Skylar, like, in Holly's room. Todd killing Andrea because Jesse tried to escape.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I don't know if it's taking Jesse's suffering too far, but, like, if there's a moment that just maybe didn't need to happen for him, it's witnessing that.
I don't know if I can agree.
Yeah?
I think it had to happen.
I like that it happened. It's devastating. It's awful. It's
but
brutal.
Just crush Jesse's spirit some more.
You have, I love Walter Jr. telling Walt to die.
Why don't you just go die already?
I love anyone in the family telling Walt to die. Because
it's awesome.
He deserves it. Do it.
When Skylar's like, I'm waiting for the cancer to come back.
And then an amazing end to the episode with Walt calling the DEA to surrender. He's just had it, but then he sees Gretchen and Elliot in that interview and then leaves before they can arrest him.
Yeah, that's a severely underrated episode, especially
epic
in the context
use of the theme.
Of season 5.
So
literally,
good.
Oh, my God. Now I know how Succession fans feel. We're like, when the theme song kicks in.
Yeah.
I get it, though. Really, I really do get it.
All right. What are your honorable mentions?
Okay. So, season 2, episode 12, Phoenix.
Yes.
That is an incredible episode. I mean, just bone-chilling. One of the things that really makes you just say, there is no redeeming qualities to Walt. It's horrifying. It's very emotional, too, because we get Walter with his home life. You know, because he later talks about in Fly that this is the moment which he wanted to die. It was right before he went to Jesse's house.
Yeah.
To give him his money and watched Jane die. I watched Jane die. Actually, horrific. I really like Jane as a character. I really like seeing Jesse, before they started using, I liked seeing Jesse very happy and in a relationship.
It's heartwarming.
And to see Walt so desperate to not lose Jesse because he wants control of him so badly, it's really horrific and really sad. And you can see Walt. Bryan Cranston is a fantastic actor because you can physically see on his face as he makes his decision.
Yeah.
And it's horrifying.
I know in behind-the-scenes stuff, like, Bryan Cranston thought of Jane as
his daughter
when he was acting in here, he really sells it.
Oh, man, it's really rough. Yeah, I think that's a fantastic episode all around. You also get a lot of great moments from Skylar. You get to see her being just how she should be.
Yeah.
She's taking care of their kid, and she's happy, and she's singing a lullaby, and it's really sad. It's heartbreaking. Next up, season 3, episode 13, Full Measure.
Nice.
Whew. That is a hell of a last episode for any season. That is incredible. We get to see the start of Jesse really just giving up on life.
Yeah.
After that moment, after he kills Gale.
Why would you kill Gale? Why would you do
poor
that?
Poor Gale. I know. And the fact that Walter not only manipulates him into doing it, but then uses this action that Jesse was manipulated into doing as a way to hurt him in the future, constantly bringing up that he killed someone, because he knows Jesse feels guilty about it. But Walt feels no guilt about the two guys he killed beforehand in Half Measures. I was really trying to figure out if I should put Half Measure or Full Measure on. But Half Measure is also great because you do get the iconic mic scene.
Yes.
And I'll leave it at that. I love this episode, but I'm trying to breeze through this really quick. Next up, we have season 4, episode 11, Crawl Space.
Nice.
That is probably one of the best performances we get from
Anna Gunn?
Anna Gunn and Bryan Cranston. Bone-chilling, horrifying. You can see just the real desperation from Walt and the real fear from Skylar. It's incredible. I could go on and on forever. Finally. Finally, we have season 5, episode 9, Blood Money. Something you can tell that I really like Jesse.
Yeah.
He's probably my favorite character from Breaking Bad. It just breaks my heart to see him, to redeem himself, you know, by just throwing his money away because he doesn't care if he lives or dies anymore. He just wants to just get rid of it all, and then just Walt manipulating the heck out of him. Oh, I'm such a sucker for seeing Jesse and Walt's dynamic.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things about this show, is the weird father-son, manipulative, obsessive relationship that they have. And it's really good. I really enjoy it. And I think Blood Money is a great example of how Walt has changed so much by the end of the show. Because by the end of the show, he's not even, like, tactfully manipulating Jesse. He's horrible.
Yeah.
But it's just such a good episode. Like, actually, it goes so freaking hard.
Well, also add, I think Blood Money is a great start to that second half of season 5. Because
Absolutely. You
have Hank finding out at the end of Gliding Overall. And then he sort of becomes, like, in a weird way, like, the protagonist.
Yeah. No, I love that the series shifts and becomes Hank-centric. I love the initial scene between Hank and Jesse in Blood Money. I thought that's excellent.
Yeah.
I love seeing Hank, you know, gear up, get ready. I really do enjoy that season 5 did become
like the
little
montage of him, like, going through all the evidence again.
Oh,
looking at the Heisenberg drawing.
It's so good. Holy, is that the episode where he tells him to tread lightly?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right at the end.
Oh, yeah. Great, 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 great stuff.
Good stuff. All right, I'm going to get into my number 5. You've mentioned it already.
Really?
It is the season 3 finale, Full Measure.
Yeah!
This starts with a flashback to young Skylar and hippie Walt when they're looking at that house for the first time, and then immediately gets into the aftermath of Walt going and killing those dealers that Jesse was about to kill,
yep.
That were going to kill him. This is a very good season finale because I think it also perfectly sets the stage for season 4, where, like, Walt and Jesse are on thin ice with Gus the whole time because he doesn't have the tolerance for Walt's BS. And this is like, yeah, I killed your guys. What are you going to do about it?
And Gus is like,
Jesse's gone. Jesse's not gone. Yeah, Walt and Jesse in the laser tag arcade.
Oh, it's awesome.
Realizing they have to kill Gale. Love that. I love the scene of Gus going to Gale and being like, so yeah, Walt has cancer, so you need to prepare for a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I think just a few more cooks could do it. And Gus is like, yeah, no, it's not good enough.
Gus, just,
you get one more.
Incredible performance by Giancarlo Esposito.
Yes.
Just, oh, every little thing about him is perfected. In that episode, he really does shine.
And then the ending. Crazy ending.
I was crying so hard.
Yeah, because, like, Walt was gonna do it. He was going out to do it. But then, like, Victor pulls up. He's like, you have a chemical leak at the lab. You need to come on in.
Oh, my God.
And the way that, on a flick of a switch, Walt goes from, like, begging for his life to completely turning the tables and being
your,
like,
your boss is gonna want me alive.
It's like, your boss is gonna need me.
And watching
6353 Juan Thibault, apartment 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Watching then, Mike's face just.
Yes.
Oh, it's awesome.
Then Victor, like, runs away. What is your number 5?
My number 5 is season 2, episode 6, Peekaboo.
Ayo.
That is an awesome episode. And that's really, I think, the sort of the turning point in the series where Jesse does fully become the second protagonist.
Yeah.
I really loved watching all of Jesse's interactions with the kid. And I think it gives his character a lot of depth that it was initially missing. And it really does help contextualize his relationship with his family. You know, despite his appearance, he's actually a very sensitive and caring person. It broke my heart watching him take care of that kid. Watching Jesse try so hard to be like this tough guy who's like, where's my money? when he's practicing outside before he comes in and he's like, where's my money? Where's my money? Yeah, that's good. Where's my money? It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when Walt meets with Gretchen in the
okay.
restaurant, and she's like, why the hell did you deny our payments? And he's like, because I'm egocentric! Let me cook my meth!
Yeah, that was a great plot for the series to have.
Yeah.
I really thought bringing in Gretchen and Elliot was a really, they just know, the writers of Breaking Bad.
Because even in Grey Matter, season 1, episode 5, so early on, like, he rejects their help.
Money. That could have just...
That could have been the end of the
end,
show right
end
there.
End of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, Peekaboo's not on my list. I don't even... I wasn't even really considering it for honorable mentions, but as a huge Jesse fan, this is such a good episode for him.
It's literally... It's the...
Just his...
It's the Jesse episode.
It really is in a lot of ways. And you need to establish his care for children because that's what turns him against Walt, really, in the end.
That and his desire to, like, be a father.
Yeah.
And, yeah, watching Jesse's shenanigans...
Spooge. Get crushed with the ATM.
Spooge and his wife were fantastic, hilarious actors. Overall, a very good episode, and in my opinion, that is the episode that made Jesse the best character in the show for me.
Okay. I'm going to go on to my number 4.
Go for it.
You've also mentioned it already.
What?
I have season 4, episode 11, Crawl Space.
Whoa!
This was my number 3 for a while. I did move it down, but this is such a good episode. I feel like a lot of people love it for the last 15 minutes, which are great, and I'll get into that. But you also have like lots of little moments. Gus taking Jesse to visit Hector and taunting him.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
About all of the other Salamancas just being dead. Gus
is just awesome. Gus is goated.
Major Gus slay right here.
I always secretly wanted Jesse and Gus to just work out, and then they would kill Walt, but you know that would never happen. Well.
You have Walt driving into traffic to keep Hank from the laundry, which is one of the all-time great, how the hell is Walt going to get out of this scenes? And then the hard cut from the crash to Hank in the bed with, like, the neck brace, I just find really funny.
And when Walt is like, I didn't see him coming.
Yeah. you have Ted slipping and knocking himself out.
Oh, my God. Loser. That was awesome.
but then you do have those last 15 minutes of Walt begging Jesse to stick together because otherwise he's going to be killed.
Yep.
Gets tased, kidnapped, taken out into the desert. Oh. You have Gus with his iconic...
I will kill your wife. I will kill your son. I will kill your infant daughter.
And then he's like, I'm going to kill Hank. And Walt's like, crap, what am I going to do? And so he goes to Saul. And that scene, Walt and Saul in Saul's office, is amazing.
Oh,
and I think is some of Bryan Cranston's best acting.
He's so, just so scary, so
intimidating. Give me an hour to collect my wife and kids. And then, of course, Walt goes to the crawl space, doesn't have the money. And then Skylar.
I gave it to Ted.
And I love looking at it from Walt's perspective because he's like, wait, you gave it to the guy that you had an affair with? Why would you do that?
What? But
and
like, it makes total
just
sense.
Breaks down in hysterical laughter. Probably my favorite end to an episode.
Oh my God.
Across the whole show.
The ending shot is incredible. Yes. Just slowly zooming
out. With like that droning sound effect in the score.
He becomes less of a crawl space and more of a tomb.
Yes.
It's great.
This is. There are very, very few moments where I do this, and it's obviously not to the degree that Walt does it in this scene. I will, like, laugh out loud at just the sheer quality of something. And watching this scene for the first time, just the escalation of it, and it's so good.
It's incredible. Even the sound design is awesome. We hear the phone ringing. I think we also hear Holly crying in the background. Skylar is sobbing, and Walter is just cackling, and it gives me chills. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Genuinely. All right.
What's your number 4?
Number 4? I don't think you're going to see this coming.
Oh, no.
Season 4, episode 1, Box Cutter!
Good choice.
I'm also a really big fan of Gus as a character. And season 4, episode 1 established him as menacing, cold-blooded, calculated, but also you can never guess what he's going to do next.
Yeah.
Him killing Victor... Genuinely, my mom went when I showed her, like, we were watching. I rewatched Breaking Bad for the fourth time with her, and when she saw that scene, she perfectly encapsulated how I felt about that moment, because it's also great to watch them at the Denny's afterwards.
Yeah,
in the clothes that Mike gave them. I also really love Skylar taking Walt's car and driving it and parking it elsewhere because she knew her son was going to see it and she did not want questions. And then he comes back, and the only thing she does is she just takes the tag off his shirt and says, Willie Nelson, huh? It's great. Oh, it's great. I love Skylar so much as a character.
Me too.
She always has these little moments that make me adore her and adore Anna Gunn's performance. She's so smart,
too. Such an underrated performance, too.
Of course. No. Like, people really don't give her the credit she deserves. She's on par.
She's got haters.
No.
For some reason.
Yeah. No, she gave easily the best performance in the show next to Bryan Cranston.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. I think so.
Box Cutter's not on my list, but it is. It might be my favorite of the season premieres, I think.
What a way to start off the season.
Crazy. The way that the whole sequence of Gus killing Victor is like 10 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
And it's like totally. Like, Gus isn't saying anything. He's just, like, methodically...
Well, Walt is just like, you have to keep us alive.
You have to keep us alive. You can't kill us. You need the production to continue.
And he starts, like, scarily, like, he's like, but please, please. And it's so good.
Watch. And Mike's reaction when he does it.
Mike is like,
Mike, who's always so cool and collected.
Mike did not... He if you notice, he pulls out his gun during the scene and points it at Gus. Because he's like, what, the scallop? Yeah, great episode. Adore it.
So good. All right, my number three is the season four finale, Face Off.
Oh, yes.
I know that this was before season five was greenlit, like conceived as a potential series finale. Mm-hmm. I don't think it quite works as that, just because there's a lot of stuff between, like with Walt and all of that, that I think needs to be resolved. But it feels like it could be, and it works so well. Immediately starts with Walt bringing a bomb into a hospital.
Jesse
just calling him out, like, yo, you can't do that.
It's so good.
Yeah, Jesse, though, telling Walt to go to Hector's retirement home. Walt offering Hector revenge on Gus, which,
it's awesome.
Again, trying to stay away from Better Call Saul, but having so much more additional context there. Just all of the background between Gus and Hector.
It's awesome.
It's such a satisfying end to that. Hector going to the DEA and just screwing with them.
That was awesome.
It's amazing.
That was great.
The scene where Gus like just walks from the car into Casa Tranquilla is so good with like the song. It's because you can tell that this is like him essentially walking to his death.
And he's just perfectly composed as always.
Yeah.
It's really scary. It's great.
Last chance to look at me, Hector. Blows up, dies. Crazy death.
Awesome.
Amazing death.
Awesome death.
Amazing.
I loved watching the behind the scenes of this.
Of just how they did that.
Of how they did it. And like watching Giancarlo with his face half blown off.
Hey,
awesome.
Hey, face off. Get it?
I do get it.
Because his face is off.
I don't know how to tell you this. Mm-hmm. My number three pick is also this episode.
Hey!
Because it's... Oh, yes, sir!
Let's go.
Great episode. So you pretty much said everything I needed to say about it.
Talk about it, though. I stole it from you. Talk about it a little.
Okay. Well, I really liked the reveal at the end.
Yes.
It made me seethe. Because, you know, they did a great job of not letting you know for sure what or who poisoned Brock.
Yeah.
They just let you know that it happened, but he's okay. And it was definitely one of those moments that, like, right next to letting Jane die was really a moment where I saw that Walt is just... He's desperate to do anything to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, just great conclusion.
Just great.
Last chance to look at me, Hector. Was awesome. The visual effects was awesome. Oh my God, the scene where Gus is going back to the parking lot after talking with Jesse in the hospital, and for some reason, right when he's about to approach his car, which has the bomb on it, he stops.
Yeah.
And it always makes me wonder, why?
Does it? He didn't know there was a bomb there, but like, smart. Jesse was heavily insinuating that like he was the one that poisoned Brock, and so he's thinking, this
Walter,
doesn't make any sense.
This smells like Walter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this
oh my God.
Face
Gus
off makes end times so much better because like the whole scene of like Jesse having the gun to Walt's head and Walt is laughing, spelling out Gus's plan, which is actually just his plan. And he's like, it's genius. It's such a good plan. It's like, yeah, it's his plan.
I was here sitting here waiting for Gus to send someone to kill me.
And it's you.
And it's you. I watched a 15-minute long video called like all of the horrible things that happened to Jesse and Breaking Bad. And it's just...
Who suffered more? Who suffered more than Jesse Pinkman?
No one. Oh, my God. Great.
Also the scene at the beginning of End Times when Walt's just, like, in his backyard at the table with nothing to do with a gun,
and
spinning
it,
and it lands on the Lily of the Valley. And then it just hard cuts away.
Watching Jesse panic as he pulls out his cigarettes and realizes that the rice and cigarette is gone is just so scary.
This praise for Face Off has become praise for End Times, but I'm honestly not opposed.
They go hand in hand. Go hand in hand. Really great episode.
Okay. All right, I'm going to talk about my number two now, which is the series finale, Felina. Okay, so Felina is, to me, a perfect series finale.
The perfect. Yeah, I've never seen a series end better than this, other than Better Call Saul.
Just everything done right. I know some people don't love that, like, maybe Walt gets off a little too easy. He kind of does everything he sets out to do. But, like, it's clean. He's tying up the loose ends.
I like it a lot.
I love it a lot. Him threatening Gretchen and Elliot with the hitmen who are just
badgered
Skinny Pete with the laser pointers is amazing. Maybe my favorite scene of the entire series, with Walt admitting that he did it for himself and not for the family. I liked it.
I was good at it.
And I was alive.
It was, yeah, it's awesome.
You go, guy. yeah, Walt going to Jack's compound and killing everyone with a machine gun device.
But he saves Jesse?
Saves Jesse.
Oh, my God.
Jesse kills Todd, comeuppance. Walt kills Jack mid-sentence, just like he did to Hank, comeuppance. Lydia with the ricin.
Ugh,
good stuff.
Lydia.
And then Walt and Jesse's, like, final look to each other.
And then Jesse drives away. And it's beautiful.
So happy for him.
I'm so happy for Jesse.
And then Walt dies where he was happiest, in a meth lab.
I know. And then, oh my God, Baby Blue plays.
Yes.
It's probably the perfect ending to a TV show. Other than Better Call Saul's, you know, Kim and Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, the gate closes on Jimmy.
We'll get there when we have our Better Call Saul episode.
Yeah, the episode I was actually prepared for.
What is your number two?
This is the episode everyone and their dog talks about. You already know what it is.
I already know what
Season
it is.
Season 5, episode 14, Ozymandias.
Ayo.
What can be said that has not been said before?
Nothing.
Just one of, if not the greatest episodes of television ever.
The only perfect 10 on IMDb.
The only perfect 10 on IMDb, and that is for reason.
Yes.
You get Anna Gunn's horrifying performance, this, the fear in her eyes as she watches this man who she knows is dangerous, take her child away. And she's begging and screaming and pleading, and he just drives away. Seeing Walt Jr., that fight scene, it genuinely so well choreographed, and it's, just everything about it is just a perfect, perfect way of showing that this is when it's over.
Yeah.
I watched Jane die. It was horrible. I felt so horrible for Jesse. I was like, surely things can't get worse for him. No, he gets sold into meth slavery.
Meth slavery.
Meth slavery.
To the Nazis.
And becomes crazy. Todd's, like, dog. It was like, oh my God.
I'm not one to laugh at a man's suffering, but just, why you gotta do that to Jesse? What the hell?
Yeah, Ozymandias, I mean, it's talked about.
Constantly.
It's been talked about forever, constantly. You can't go anywhere on any, like, Breaking Bad related, like, community online without hearing people talk about Ozymandias.
Named to absolute oblivion.
I know. Oh my God. I can't watch. People who are like, they watch Ozymandias and they see that scene of Walt falling to his knees in grief because his brother-in-law has been shot and killed in front of him, and being turned into like a Twitter gif has been insane for me.
Yeah. This is my favorite episode of Breaking Bad.
This is your number one?
This is my number one. It's a basic pick, but it's like...
It's not basic. It's
Ozymandias. It's a little basic. The decision to have the credits not show up till 19 minutes in draw out the drama in the desert is amazing.
Perfect choice.
I love how, like, the whole shootout between Hank Gomi and Jax and his gang is all at the end of Tohajali, and then it's the aftermath here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this starts with the flashback to Walt and Jesse's first cook, which is amazing. Phone call with Skyler there, where he's like telling his first lie, pretty much. I love Walt begging for Hank's life and Hank just immediately accepting it. He made up his mind 10 minutes ago.
He's the smartest guy I ever met. Even you can't see. He made up his mind 10 minutes ago. Just do what you gotta. He doesn't even get to finish his sentence.
No.
Oh, it gives me chills.
Jack's gang taking 6 of the 7 barrels. Underrated scene of Ozymandias is Marie forcing Skyler to tell Walter Jr. the truth.
Oh, my God.
Crazy reaction that he has.
Oh, my God.
And then the whole fight with
and the car
Walt
ride beforehand.
Skyler. Yes.
Oh, my God.
But, like, how messily shot the fight is.
Mm-hmm.
And like when Walter Jr. comes in, I was like, wait, is something going to happen to him?
I was really scared. That something bad was going to happen to Walt Jr.
And then that amazing phone call between Walt and Skyler, where he's like, actively clearing her name and is just pretending to be this, like, this hardened criminal
in tears.
He's gritting
his teeth as tears just roll down his cheeks, and it's really hard
to
watch.
And then he skips town.
He makes, like, a tree. All right.
All right.
Okay.
I have two guesses for what your number one is.
Tell me.
I want to hear you just go for it.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Season 2, episode 9.
I was right! Let's go!
You could tell that I really like season 2.
Yeah.
I think 4 Days Out is the perfect Breaking Bad episode. It's a bottle episode, much like Fly, but it's just perfect for capturing the dynamic between Jesse and Walt, the underlying issues going on with Walt psychologically, showing that Jesse is well-meaning but incompetent for the most part, showing Walt's many stupid excuses and lies he comes up with.
Yes.
Oh my God! Lying about going to go see your mom because you have cancer.
It's like the only time Walt's mom ever comes up, really.
Yeah, no, because I mean I assume they don't have a good relationship.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. Watching like Walt just like sitting on the
lounge chairs.
Where it's Walt and Jesse on the lounge chairs, and Walt has the bag of Funyuns with him.
Yeah.
After he talked about after he trash talked Jesse's choice of food to bring for their 4-day excursion. It's wonderful. I think that if I was to pick one episode that I think perfectly encapsulates what makes Breaking Bad so good for a lot of people, it would probably be 4 Days Out.
I agree with you there. This was like one of the 15 episodes I was thinking about for my honorable mentions.
It's really good.
This is Breaking Bad in an episode.
Yeah.
This is the perfect just showing the relationship between Walt and Jesse, the most wholesome high five in TV history.
Yeah.
And then they're immediately stuck in the desert.
I really enjoyed the character development we got from Jesse when he notices the mark left over from his radiation therapy.
Yeah.
And Jesse is like, Walt never told him, but Jesse just notices and he's like, when are you going to tell your family? He's like, does your family know? It's great. We also learn a lot about Jesse at that point. We learn about, that he had an aunt with cancer, and it really just makes me think, It gave me a much higher opinion of Jesse.
Yeah.
Great episode. I also really like Jesse trying to talk with Jane, and then Walt is like, he calls her like a stripper or something, and Jesse gets really mad.
Yeah.
Good times.
Ah, wire.
Father-son relationship at its peak, people.
Also, amazing final scene of this episode.
Oh, my God.
With Walt finding out that he's in remission, that he's going to have to face the consequences of cooking meth.
He was just ready to, he was like, I'm going to die. This is it for me. And then it's like, oh no.
I don't want to stick around
when
and deal
when
with
he
this.
Punches
yeah.
the thing in the bathroom, that's an awesome scene because it just, ooh, yes.
Yes.
Walt, suffer, Walt.
All right. That's our Breaking
that's
Bad
it.
List.
Yeah.
Good
wow.
job. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Beth, thanks for being here.
Of course.
Did you have fun?
I had a great time. I'm glad that even though I prepared this list in 5 minutes, it was true to me.
Yeah. It felt true to you.
It was very true.
I was able to guess your number one.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your other guess?
My other guess? I didn't know. I thought you would do something crazy and pick Fly.
Fly?
You know,
okay.
I don't know.
I am Fly's biggest defender.
I love Fly so much.
When our friends who have another podcast talked about this episode, I was genuinely gritting my teeth with rage.
Yeah.
I was so angry.
It's such an easy episode to point to and call the worst episode, but it's so not.
It's not. No.
I also love how in Fly, it's like Walt comes so close to telling Jesse that he watched Jane die, and he doesn't do it, and it makes it so much better 2 seasons later.
I know.
I watched Jane die. I was there.
Jesse, we have to kill the fly, Jesse. Jesse.
I'm just falling. All over
him,
the
him just constantly hurting himself is really funny. That episode is so funny.
Yeah. There are so many episodes we didn't talk about. There's so many good ones.
Breaking Bad is a gold mine.
Yeah.
It's great. Please, even if you're like, oh, Breaking Bad is talked about all the time. Everyone won't shut up about Breaking Bad. I've had the series spoiled for me. I still really, really, really think you should give this show a watch. There's a reason
why. Definitely do that after having us said give it a watch. Now, after you listen through a whole episode
yes.
of us talking about
I guarantee
and spoiling
there's
so, Breaking
there's
Bad.
Someone out there. There's someone out there who's never seen Breaking Bad.
And just listen to this for fun.
Who's listening to this right now. And I'm telling you, baby, please, please watch Breaking Bad.
Please do it, babe.
There is
it's worth it.
Why it is so popular.
Yes.
There's a reason why it's so critically acclaimed.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This has been Pop Off. We'll see you all next time. Beth, we won't see you. You won't be here, but it was good having you.
Okay. Break Bad.
Break Bad.
Jesse.
Hey,
yo, Mr. White.
Hey, yo, Mr. White.
The podcast's over.
This podcast was truly the moment that Walter became Heisenberg.
Bravo, Vince!
Bravo, Vince.
Oh, my God. I didn't say Bravo, Vince at all.
Hey,
Bravo, Vince.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.